6:07, I'm going to call the meeting to order. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the May 7th meeting. Moved by Legislator Rodriguez. Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, our first resolution again is resolution 109, setting a public hearing on the Sequoia.
Yes, sir. Do you want to have Tim do his report?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Tim, well done. Tim, would you like to give us a report?
Sure.
Our other discussion won't be so.
Part of the I spoke to you last month. The biggest issue facing the agency and others is the towns, and whether or not the agency can continue servicing the towns. At the last meeting, the resolution to stop servicing the towns was tabled once again, but the resolution to grant the formal contract was passed. So the attorney, which is sent to me for review, I'll have it done, reviewing it by tomorrow, and he'll also send it out the next few days to all the towns. How many towns are going to sign on, I have no idea, but they have more than 30 days to sign on.
So. Mr. Rodriguez, thank you. You know, while I realize that there are a myriad of issues that you guys have to go through with the towns, and I understand and appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I don't even fully understand as well as I'm sure the board does, or you do, right? But I can appreciate it. But at the end of the day, this has just got to, this has to end. This is, you know, and even the very thought of not servicing the towns begins to open a question of why does the agency even exist? So, I mean, this, you guys really have to, any message gets me sent back to the board. Every effort really does have to be made. And I know the board knows this. I'm not here to go talk down to the board or talk down to you. I know you guys get this, but just, you know, for my part, it just really is, it has to be dealt with.
If I could just, or unless you want to respond to that before I say,
No.
I was going to say, I understand that point of view, and, I used my town's transportation in Chongum, so I hate to see it go, but at some point, the towns have to, pee or get off the pot kind of thing. We're really at a point where the towns have had various contracts talked about with them and given to them. There's been meeting after meeting with them, and again, I want the agency to continue to service the towns, but not to the detriment of the agency. And I think that that's the way the towns want it.
It's not, and while I can understand, and I don't want to create a debate because we're going to have other things to go and discuss, it just, this is part of, with our solid waste improvement commission, we came back from Oneida Herkimer, they've got all their contracts, in place. Now, it's apples and oranges, don't get me wrong. They have a landfill, they've got two service areas, so they actually have a larger sort of pool to pull, to pull from. But they've at least got, they've got all of their towns signed up to long-term contracts, and, clearly, and we really kind of viewed them as like the mirror, to Ulster County, the path that we didn't go down. It's just, we really, just if I can urge you, just every effort to just get those long-term contracts in place and just get this over with, even to the point where, while I understand I'm not looking to go put the agency in a hole, the whole reason for the agency, though, was to help out the towns as well as, of course, citing the landfill. Well, we never cited the landfill. But that one last piece of service in the town still exists. And so, that's all. I'm going to shut up on that note.
How long these contracts
are
adjusted for? How many years? Five?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Manna?
I'll just be quick and say that I really want to commend the agency and the folks that work to negotiate because it's a real change in the
loggerhead. Yeah.
Log jam
over there.
Yeah, and from what I can see, it took a little, it's a little bit complicated, but it's
for the recent one?
Yes. So the town's basically one. Well, the rates are going to go up in your factor. It's going to be, well, it's $103 a ton now.
Yeah.
And then we're up at the beginning of this year. It's going to be $77 a box for rental fee.
Oh, no, no. The garbage rental is not going to be
good.
Not everybody, the private haulers and everybody wants to go up.
Yeah, everybody in the county, regardless of who you are, is paying the same rate, $150 a ton.
And that was set back to last year?
That was set January 1. As of January 1, everybody was paying the same
rate. Okay, well, remember the town got that another $3 on top of everybody.
Right.
That would help, but that's not going to happen.
That's
not
Right.
You know what? Can I just say one quick thing? And then I'm going to say one quick thing. You know what? The towns... And Marble Town is probably the biggest complainer. You know, Mike has a lot to say. The supervisor is bad about the RA. But at the end of the day, when they go out and get prices from other competitors or other, you know, other vendors, they're not even close to the RA either. So they basically want to, Mike's at the point now where they just want to fight to try to lower, you know, to have you guys succumb to say, fine, we'll give you a discount and eat it. But at the end of the day, they need to either sign it or go get another vendor to do it. And I, you know, I'm sort of the town's being on board with it, but it is getting kind of old.
And that's what happened at the last board game. We have a point of emphasis. I think there's 11 points of emphasis. That's our attorney drew up, sent out to the towns and the raises and so forth. These are 12 major points, 14 points, whatever it was. And we said, this is it. So the board voted on the point of emphasis put it together, and there was an formal contract that would be sent out, and the signs on the now, they did just table that resolution to get out of the business.
Yeah.
I'm still, I'm going to be honest, I don't know, why that happened, but it's very possible that some board members may be thinking, I can speculate, but, you know, suppose only three towns signed on. To give them a sort of an out. I don't think that's going to happen in all reality. I think out of the 19 towns, we have 18 towns with full service. We have one town with just recycling, which is handy. I think you're going to get probably, I'd be surprised if I think less than 90% sign on.
But if the closer ones don't sign on, would that affect the rate? You're going to just be able to get around the rate.
I don't want to speak with the board now. I'm not sure what the board would do. It has signed out. If half of the furthest ones might sign out, it has
the closer ones.
My guess is they might actually go back and run more numbers.
Right. Okay.
Very good.
I was just going to ask, when it's finalized and sent to plans, can you also send it to the legislature and the clerk so that all the legislators can have copies, since it's going to our town supervisor? I think it would help break down if we get a call.
Each legislator wants all 19 copies?
No.
Send
one contract to the clerk.
If you want that person, you can put your account here.
I can't, I'm not able to sign any of the contracts until the board approves them. So once we get all those back and are signed, the goal is at the July meeting, whatever that fourth Wednesday of the month is, and that July 8th, have the board formally approve the resolution to authorize me to sign it. So we'll be starting that meeting.
I do have one other question.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that'd be good too.
The one other question is, 30 days to sign on, is that enough time for each town's schedule to go to their boards? Because they probably have to get approval by their boards to sign on.
And they can have a whole special meeting. I mean, okay. New Paltz will just hold a special meeting.
I'm in a crunch too. I'm meeting staff because I'm developing a budget right now, so I'm not the guest.
And the supervisors are going to be developing their budgets, you know, they've already started their budget process, you know, and that's probably by now, so it's actually takes well, actually.
And just a reminder, I present the management budget to the board in July's meeting. I get feedback from them, I tweak it, and I was formally approve the draft in August, and as soon as that's done, the day after, I deliver the budget to the county exec's office and to the chairman of the legislature for distribution.
Yeah.
So you guys always have it to August every year. And I know our contract is July, but it's always traditionally been August.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it in July, August every year. So in September, we can send a budget out to the supervisors, ask for their input, and we formalize it in October. So you guys, I want to keep on track with that, so I want to get it to the county in August.
Can I ask a question real quick, Matt, and then... I was going to keep them going and say, wait, sorry. Contractor says July, so you think we've been late every year, is what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
You know what?
Tim, the rent on the boxes, can you go back into that for a moment? You said it was 77.
It was 85. And what happened is that the that cap, the $85 a month per box, included the trucks.
Okay.
And we went back and looked at it again. Leon asked us to take a look at it. He looked at some numbers. And he thought, and it's probably, I think it's a good idea, to remove the trucks out of that box rental.
Okay.
And instead had $16 a pull onto the $62 pull charge to make it $88 a pull.
Okay.
And so each time...
And then that would pay for the trucks.
And that would pay for the trucks. Which actually, when you think about it, it actually makes a lot more sense because if you have a transfer station like Songies, who has a lot of pull,
yeah,
those trucks are going all the time to Songies. They should pay more because there's more wear and tear on those trucks.
Well, here's just a devil's advocate on that, and I know the contract's done, and then I'm not necessarily here to, you know, second guess the board or your decision making on that, but is that going to provide a further incentive for these towns to destroy your equipment? adding money to the pull charge? I mean, that's...
It could. So, you know, I also have in the contract, too, that if they do it, we'll just pull out of town.
Okay. Does the box rental pay off the boxes over that 5 years?
No, 10 years.
10 years? Okay, so it's a 5 year with a 5 year extension?
I don't know if it's 10 years or 5 years. It just really should be.
Right.
But that's not within the contract. But the 5 year contract would be the expectation that they will increase it for another 5 years after the 5 year term is up.
Is there a balloon payment if they don't? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
If they pull out less than 5 years, they're going to pay the entire 10 year.
Good. Well,
so that's an incentive not to leave.
Thank you.
They sort of forgot everything. They've really done a good job. I just also want to mention or reemphasize the recycling boxes. There's no charge for the rental, if I understand. And the pull charge is low, right? Or is there zero rental and zero pull on the recycling?
There's still pull charge on recycling.
But that's been kept lower because of grant money, if I understand it, for the purchase of the recycling boxes.
Right, the grant money is going towards the purchase of the specialized box rental fee. We're going to get about 50% reimbursement on recycling, and that's the first batch we're buying this year, are all the recycling boxes, because it takes 5 to 7 years to get reimbursed from DEC. We want to get that in the first year, so the next 5 to 7 years we can get our money, which will probably be about $160,000 to $170,000, somewhere in that ballpark.
So my question was, if you have a draft of this, have the town seen it? Because I know we usually give the town 60 days, and you can't because of the budget. But the sooner they can start reviewing it, you know, and so I don't know if they already have a draft.
Well, they've seen the points of emphasis, but they haven't seen the contract was just given to them today.
And he's going to review it and hopefully be able to send it out today.
I started looking through it, a couple of things I talked to our attorney about, but I told him to finish looking at it tomorrow because he wants to get it out this week.
Okay,
for
great.
Another review, because he wants to get it approved at the July board. So the board debated back and forth for another 60 days or 30 days, and in the end, 30 days, they decided this.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else?
I do got lots of
it. Shell's position, the second quarter, we haven't heard of that. We're taking residents to the end of next week. We have a couple of tables, which is nationally. We've advertised nationally just to help.
Good.
On the SWATA website, which is the Sawmills Association of North America. That's nationwide. We've been on the New York State's NYSTAR website, New York State's SWATA chapter website, Daily Freeman, www.sawmills.com. We really advertise quite heavily, plus a lot of word of mouth. So we do have a couple of, I know two in particular, two good applicants. One choice I sort of know, the other person I don't. I've never met them, but looking on Facebook paper, they look pretty good.
New York State Association
of
Reduced Reuse and Recycling.
Right. Did we use that? Yes, on there as well. So we advertise for it, and some schools. We
send out
to some schools.
Great.
And colleges. So hopefully if we get the resumes in by the next week, and the following week I'll interview, and I hope this mid-July is the man on board. You know, the 9-1 office, if you lose one person, it really puts a pin in. They don't have big administration staff. So.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. I think at this point we'll pause the further deliberation of the meeting because we've lost our quorum for the time being.
Well, then I guess I could just try to bring it up now. So I just want to make sure that we have tests at some point to make sure that like, the towns aren't doing anything silly like that one barrel where they actually had, you know, the deposits. They're like, oh, yeah, put all your cans in here from like, the Boy Scouts.
It actually came to an agreement on that.
No, just because I remember that came up as, like, I won't say the town that was...
Yeah.
That we had died up at football, but we had won that TV and pictures of. Yeah.
Towns have been doing that even in violation of the contract.
But it is like, you know, it is money that we have.
I know.
Phil, this is what happens. We don't spend a lot of time. In order for us to bond, we have to be bond in formal terms. They have your opinion.
And
otherwise, we don't have to bond. You could probably... Frankly,
my
dad
was
the
My supervisor doesn't even go get location anything while she's in the
money.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, we can actually start the meeting again now.
Did you
keep the tally note? No. Okay. I have a funny story for you after the meeting. Okay, fine. Let's get over here. We have, I'll entertain a motion on Resolution 109 for discussion.
God, help me. I'll move it for discussion. We should probably move them both if you don't mind.
That's fine. Move 109 and move 102.
You know, second. All right.
Discussion?
So, where are we at?
All right.
Just a deputy chair.
Well,
and,
I had a meeting with myself and our minority counsel and the county attorney and
when did it happen? No.
Wasn't a secret meeting.
Are you sure?
Wasn't a secret meeting.
Thank you. The county attorney said it's not.
Any one of you, you know that when you want to be with me. I just said it would have been nice for myself or Matt to been included. But
it was an hastily called meeting, and it seems like any time four legislators get together anymore, it could be a quorum of any certain committee. It's getting ridiculous.
brutally,
forcibly removed from this fact, but I can't. You'll notice in your packet behind the Green Fleet local law, that's the working document, Section 6, monitoring of the fleet policy. It would be inserted where the Green Fleet Review Committee is right now, and be replaced. It would replace the Green Fleet Review Committee portion.
Yes. Is that where the map is blinking?
Would that be number 8?
Yeah. Do I have that?
It would no. It would be number.
What is this?
Six.
In the next.
That's the policy, not the local.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Look what's coming our way.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to adjourn. We're not entertaining motions to adjourn. So it would be we're on page 6, section 6. That would be eliminated, and this would be inserted if that is the committee's decision. And Tracy and I had talked earlier in the day about this, and we had changed a little bit of the language. You know, Tracy brought a concern to me about, that the report would be filed with the Ulster County Legislative Standing Committee, so designated by the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to receive and review such information. And we had proposed changing that to file with the Ulster County Legislative Standing Committee that includes, we were going to cross off includes maybe in write that oversees or provides oversight for the Department of the Environment.
Whatever the proper language. I put assigned with. What do you think of that? I put assigned with.
That's fine.
Environment gets it versus having a chair who might say, this just goes to public works.
Of course,
that wasn't my purpose, but I understand what you're saying.
I want to make sure that whatever it is,
because it began as an environmental initiative, not a Swedish.
And any other committees as being necessary by the corporate legislature.
So designated
by the corporate legislature, that's fine.
And so the other issue is when now the departments, most of them pursuant to the administrative code, file their reports by March 1st.
Right.
Okay. So,
I'd be fine with that.
You're fine with that? Is that okay? Would you be able to do that by March 1st?
Okay. All
right. March 1st, I'm with you, Chris?
Yeah. Okay. Let's let that blank.
Just to confirm, so all of Section 6 is replaced by this, right?
Yes.
So basically, we lose 1 through 6.
Okay. Yep.
And then
the dreaded losing of my award ceremony.
Yeah. We can still
have it. And I might even just tweak the last paragraph.
You can have the award ceremony yourself. But I do have a question on that. So we're not worried about 6 committee with regards to the park committee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right, so Section 6, number 6, in the event this plan would cause, we kind of see the 2% property tax cap, like we're just...
I have another change that will semi-address that, county attorney has discussed that it needs a little bit of specificity, which is fine with me. I wrote it very simply. I looked at the Rockland County portion. This is the second piece of paper that you have in your packet behind the other one.
There you go.
It provides for the county executive to apply for a waiver from the requirements of Section 5, which would be the green fleet goals,
mm-hmm.
or the requirement of the 5%. Of the vehicle and 20% thereafter.
Are these changes going to be in the filing? Do you want these changes that you approved right now by vote of the committee, or are you going to just basically...
I think so, yeah. As long as, I'm not sure if, I don't know if you're prepared to come up with for the proper language that you'd like to...
Yeah, if you would just trust me to work with Erica on this, just clean it up. A little bit.
You're talking about the second
the waiver.
Not the waiver component. Right. Well, I guess one last question, though. How does it affect timelines? I know that you were drawing a line in the sand, so to speak.
I don't see why we couldn't have a special meeting of this committee if he's able to come up with language
before such a...
Yeah. I think we could have a special meeting. I could take a quick poll of those here on the committee who's planning on coming to the college next Wednesday. We could do it next Wednesday.
Oh,
okay. So we'll have a
this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Oh dear. No, then that won't work.
I just don't want to do this without the input of my council, because she and I worked together on it so far.
No worries.
So what if you just pass the resolution as so approved or so modified by the county attorney and minority?
I'd be fine with that. Plus, it's going to law rules anyway.
Right. Okay, so this is my one question on the waiver.
Do we want to, or can we say in the legislation that, or does this imply, so it says the county, if the executive determines that such a waiver is in the best interest of the taxpayers, I know what you're getting at, but should we ask that that's spelled out somehow versus just, I think this is an investment.
But the legislature has to approve it also.
Yeah, I know.
Which is, is
that enough?
I wanted to leave the county executive as much latitude as possible in determining whether or not a waiver was needed.
Can I just comment on that? Okay. You would think that if an executive at one point asked for the waiver, then the legislature wouldn't support it unless there was a reason why. Boom, boom, boom.
I can deal with it.
I think if they didn't, then she'll be at the world.
I know that we had some arguments on tax caps, so I didn't want that included there.
I didn't agree. This I had a big problem with. This language like this I can live with.
Okay.
As approved by the
Nana, do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm okay with it. I like the other structure, but I understand that the signs of this point.
Me too.
So the change that would be in your red line version here, right? Does that include, I think it's more appropriate if it should be assigned with,
assigned with
the department of the environment and any other committee that the deem necessary, or maybe it would be any other committee as determined by.
How's that? That's fine. Okay. Read this part back. So it's going to basically be, shall we file the bill? And let's say the committee.
Standing committee, and then it will say, assigned with the Department of the Environment and any other committee as determined by the clerk of the legislature. That makes it more
fun.
That's all.
And again, this we've been trying to assign, now that we have an elected clerk, we've been trying to assign a lot of these administrative decisions to the clerk instead of the chairman, because the clerk is more non-political than the chairman,
sense.
In a sense. So.
And then the last paragraph will say the legislative committee with an S in brackets. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So I guess for the purposes, I will move to amend. Replace section 6 with the amended copy as read into the record by the county attorney.
I'll send a clean copy of.
All right. Yes, I need to
second.
Thanks.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. So. Now, do we want to address how we want to handle the waiver?
The waiver.
Oh, yeah.
I would be fine having a special meeting. I would be fine just saying that we support the addition, or I would be fine with passing this to laws and rules as it is, and then adding the waiver in laws and rules.
Can I suggest that since this is the committee that's dealing with it, that you pass it, since it's basically, what Lee just said, that you put this waiver into section 6, or into whatever.
I think it would be a new section, the way I envision it would be a new section after reporting. It would be section, new waiver.
Okay. So I would do that here right now. I put in section 8 waiver, and then... on a fast glance, if you think it's going to be most, ostensibly the same, can we just...
Yeah, it's going to be exactly the same. It might be a little We might make it a little more specific. So
and then modify it in...
There's no interpretation issues with it.
For the purposes of... Okay, I will...
I don't see a problem with it now, but I really feel
I'll move by Legislator Rodriguez.
I will move this, I guess, to become new Section 8, and then...
Second by Legislator Perry.
And then Servability becomes 9.
Right.
And
effective
date becomes 9.
Okay. 10.
10,
yep.
All right,
moved by, moved and seconded. Discussion?
I just, in the best interest of the taxpayers, I'm going to say, is that what you were going to, yeah, yeah, that's what I was asking about. But there's, the feedback was that because the legislature is going to have to vote on it, there would be the expectation the legislature that was paying attention would be asking for a reason why the waiver was being requested if it wasn't in the resolution. So. You can't legislate it.
Yes, we can. Mr. Chair, it has been moved, right?
Yes, and the discussion is finished. All those in favor? All right. By saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
In Section 7 reporting, this is, I think, like a typo, but county executive and county legislature should be capitalized.
I think that is addressed, though, in, if you read the monitoring, the report is, that's going to be generated by the department, the director of the Department of Environment in conjunction with the Ulster County Fleet Manager. It might be redundant because this is a little more specific about how, you know, the report is going to look.
The Section 7 could be just removed.
Yeah.
I'd be fine if that's the will of the committee.
Oh, hold on. Let's see.
It has got very specifically in there documenting the fuel use and emissions associated with the fleet.
Yeah.
So couldn't you, why don't we get out and make it in the monitoring of the fleet?
Yeah, make it in the monitoring of the fleet.
Because it does, I mean,
so that's the reporting.
I'm fine with that, but I want that.
Section 7 is going to go into Section 6.
Section 7 is going to be deleted, and you're going to ask for, you're going to put in...
Number 1
and
becomes E.
Yeah, and it was just what I was going to say.
The report,
the report will...
E becomes 7-1, and F becomes 2, right?
No, this is E. A, B, C, D, this would be E.
I understand that, but you got Section 7-1, and you have Section 7-2. I said so. Section
7-1. I think 7-2 is the redundant one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it the part that you're...
What do you think, man? Is that number 2 under reporting, is that something you're tied to keeping in?
So then just 7-1.
I was trying to say that because A says information addressing the criteria of Sections 1, 3, and 5 above, you might just say including documentation of the fuel use and emissions associated.
Why don't we just get it as an F?
Yeah.
So let's make it an E and an F.
Measured performances, which is what the E and F would say to like assessments and alternatives. Like, I like the idea of beginning with give us the facts, and then assess the facts, and then recommend alternatives instead of then going back to, here's more facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, B right now is the recommendation as it changes. I feel like that's what it should end on.
All right. So you want to make this a B and then move the other one down?
Yeah, I know that sounds...
That's fine.
So one would become B on this reporting, correct?
No, one would become B, and then B would become C, C would become D, D would become E.
Yeah. Can I work on this a little bit?
All right.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. You're making
sense. I'm just saying, please use service disk. This is now your monitoring section.
Yes, but they're changing it again.
Right. So, A is the same. Okay, so
yes.
What's going in here is just
documenting the fuel use and
emissions. Yeah, this whole one.
Because if you say annually, haven't you already covered that annually?
No, I agree with you. I would say documentation of the fuel use and emissions. Yeah, I don't think you have to go back
with
that and all that build up because it's all in the previous. It's an annual
report.
So it's just two?
No, it's
one.
The one
that's
one
that
you don't need to
Okay,
so
that's
definitely
in there.
Should I just verify
it? All right.
Second
I will move that as an amendment to the
second.
Okay.
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah. Are you going to have the...
Second motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, take this motion.
No,
I
moved
it.
Hector moved it. Rich second. All in favor? Opposed? Okay.
Let's also include the county. If you're going to include the county executive, you probably should put it in here somewhere. I guess when the filing takes, but it's okay. I mean, he's going to get it anyway. Let's be honest about this.
Yeah.
But it might be better
to say it. To be clear that the report is by the county executive and the
right.
It includes the fuel.
So move, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Rich.
All in favor?
Look who's here.
Hey.
The motion adjourned.
So that was kind of the first paragraph.
You already worked for everything.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Go home. Okay.
Now, let's let the record reflect that the chairman of the committee walked in and then walked out.
That would say the county.
Yes, okay.
All right. So, now, that having been... That having been done,
I've been
waiting a lot of months to say this.
Because it has in the best of experiences that a true collaboration between the two pieces of legislation. I believe it's Bev Mines and Peter's name is Chris Foster as well.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that.
I'll be left.
Right under there.
On that note now, I have a procedural question. Since we have moved the two together, do we need to withdraw the motion on the policy and just move on the law now?
Yes.
All right, hold on one second. Are you withdrawing, by the way, your resolution?
We're done.
Yeah,
okay. The green sheet.
All right.
No, we're not done. Yeah. The light one hasn't gone yet.
All right, at that point, Mr. Chair, I will withdraw. No, hold on, but procedurally for this, I would withdraw moving resolution 132, and I believe Lester Perry has withdrawn to second.
Do you wish?
Okay.
Now, on resolution 109, and any further discussion?
I think it would be a no.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Chris is going to do a little dance now, and then we can move on to... Okay, so now to item number three.
Technically, we now have resolution 132, which at this time, Mr. Chair, I would move to postpone.
We're going to take my action.
Withdraw my sponsor. That 132 is now withdrawn by sponsor.
Okay, now resolution 239, establishing capital project number 456, Gilts County Law Enforcement Center, Lighting Department of Environment. I'll entertain a motion for discussion. Move motion by Lester Lawrence, second by Lester Perry. Discussion?
What about candles? Can we get some candles?
There you go.
We're hoping to do some more robust work. This is kind of the first piece of work that's going to address the warehouse lighting and the rest of the light in the recreation areas and the pods. Remember all those LEDs, we're going to use some sensors in the warehouse so that not all the lights are on all the time during the day. So they're very large. They're currently like high bay 400 watt taillight. They're very, there's a lot of energy used there. The payback time for the project is approximately 15 months. We're going to be continuing to work with Lion Energy to get a proposal on sensor work. This is really going to be the efficiency part, it's the not using the lights part, and that's the real big lift for that building. There are very long hallways that are open to daylight. There are no sensors on it. It doesn't matter if the sun is shining or not, the lights are on. And with the stairwells, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to be continuing to get proposals with Lion Energy. The incentives through Lion Energy are much more attractive for the county as far as dollars and payback than going through NYSERDA or anything else. We're continuing to look at this building again for LED if you're retrofit, but right now we're working with a different firm through Central Hudson's program that would be at no cost to the county.
Much better parity first and then let's start again.
No, thanks, Amanda. I don't have any real problem with it. It's just frustrating that a 10-year-old building wasn't done, and it's not your fault.
Yeah, and I have to say the technology is changing so quickly right now that this building and certain lamps in this building were retrofitted in 2011. We're going to go through it again and do all the lights and do LEDs.
Then are we going to go through it in 5 years again?
It's no cost.
We might, but again, the payoff is 13 months.
But the other thing is, and this isn't, Amanda would know this, why are we bonding $12,000?
In anticipation of the funding, I would imagine. We did it a lot.
I'm actually not disagreeing with Rich. I think this is one of the record. I'm just saying that the reason bonding is because of how these things get rolled in together. It's not as if somehow there's some direct cost on this particular item that it somehow you've got to treat it like, you know. My question is just that, you know, we've got 49 fixtures, right? Now, if memory serves, we actually worked with Lime Energy over at Golden Hill. For some reason, in the back of my head, and maybe it's different for municipalities, but there's sort of a first-come, first-serve program in terms of just the amount of money that they would be contributing. So I don't know. I mean, are we going to get a timeline with this with regards to basically securing them now before the money basically runs out?
They are.
Because Central Hudson, I think, is actually the one because putting that bill, they basically put it into a pot, and then it's first come, first serve. So there is a time constraint on
this. Speaks to the budget. The larger project is the sensors. The original estimates that we had from 2010 were around $80,000. And that was what we set it up with the capital. So this is the first piece of that. So, you know, we wanted to go ahead and do this LED retrofit for the warehouse and the rec yards because of the payback. And then we're going to work to develop the cost for the sensor work. The sensors that we need for the rail have not been written into the Central Hudson program. Kind of like we're on the top of the list as being a really good case for a place where to use the sensors. So that's going to be, we'll go back to fund it additionally for the rest of that. So that was the thought. It was, you know, we were thinking $80,000 just for the first time. And for the time reasons, we want to get it.
Okay.
So,
Tracy?
Can I ask a question? Just in fact, I just broke the number. No. On this last page of the proposal, the line energy proposal, there's all these numbers that add up to 75. And it says existing quantity of fixtures 49, proposed 49, but when you add 26, 26, 21, 1, and 1, that comes up to 75.
I think, yeah, because you notice one is for, it looks like, it's that's for the 400, for the picture, and then the green light item, and then I think it's the...
Oh, okay.
I just want to point out, I mentioned this in Public Works. I am supportive of this because it is low-hanging fruit. But it is akin to going with Solar City rather than doing our own solar installation. It's Central Hudson's subcontractor, and the reason I mention it is that the towns and the city of Kingston are going through a very rigorous process to look at street lighting. This is facility lighting. So, you know, it's the low-hanging fruit, and I do support it. I want to be clear about that. But there are all kinds of ways of approaching owning the poles, owning the fixtures, who's going to maintain them, who's going to do this project. Central Hudson has a rate structure that is in front of the Public Service Commission right now. There's a whole proceeding going on street lighting. In the beginning, they were much more favorable, and I think more recently, the feedback that we're hearing from the towns is that they're driving a harder and harder bargain, and this is about significant energy savings. So I'm just cautioning the county as we move forward, let's benefit from the discussions that are going on, and I believe a grant is going to be submitted to get really detailed understanding of financing options, change out options, ownership or lease, and compare all of that information, and also probably benefit from the town's aggregating. So the town of Olive is interested. The town of Olive doesn't have anywhere near the number of streetlights that the city of Kingston, but if there's a cooperative agreement, that could really lower everyone's cost. So I just wanted to bring that up. As far as his proposal is concerned, it's kind of apples and oranges with this street. Because, you know, this is our facility. We own the light.
Yep.
We pay for them. They're meter. They're part of our circuit that's under the meter. So it's not any kind of situation that's remotely similar to a municipal lighting situation where you're looking at a tariff.
Yes.
The reason why those situations are so tricky is because those lighting circuits aren't actually metered, and they're estimated, and they use those to install a tariff. This program is Central Hudson for facility lighting. It's part of our building lighting. We own the lights. How they're financing this is that the system's benefit charge, you know, the company is throwing the money into the pot, which defrays a certain percentage of basically the estimate that Lime Energy is coming up for doing the work. And that's all, it all depends on how much energy they're going to save. So in my mind, if this were something apples and oranges,
that's true.
The town, we tend to have separately, we tend to have metered lighting, outdoor lighting, which is good for us, and we tend to overpay. We have several very small lighting accounts where we don't own the poles. We're talking 5 or 6 lights here or there. So compared to the hundreds or the thousands of the city of Houston, we just don't have them in that thing right now. So municipalities are just, we do, but where our dollars are going and how we use lighting, that's not, we're lucky on separate metered lighting.
Got it. Thank you.
We can try to make the argument with regards to how Central Hudson is, as a company and whether or not they should be providing more funding, but I guess we'll just take what we can get while we can get it.
Fair enough. Any further discussion? Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Sure.
Opposed? Okay. Do we have any... Do we have any new business? Hearing none, do we have any old business? Climate Smart Committee update?
Okay, I can do that. I'm going to just bring something up for consideration, for awareness. The town of Woodstock is considering a piece of legislation that is a smart meter, that addresses smart meters and optimal. There's been a lot of concern about that. We've heard some of it. And when you talk about electromagnetic fields, it's hard to sort it all out. My thought was a public information meeting where Central Hudson could bring an expert and the folks who are working on the Woodstock legislation. I want us to think about that because I would like to understand it better. But as far as the Climate Smart Committee, I should give part of the report because we're helping to coordinate this municipal street lighting initiative that really can save the town better than 50%, and towns and city better than 50%. The city of Kingston is moving ahead very quickly. They hired CC Mail to do a street lighting assessment and make recommendations, but not so quickly that there's not going to be a benefit from the towns and the city working together. So that's part of the update. The other main thing that we've been working on there is monthly sharing of information from the towns that have taken the Climate Smart Pledge. But the other thing we've been trying to track both through the Climate Smart Committee and through Public Works is the Siemens Energy Audit. And I just feel like month after month is going by and we're not getting information. So that's starting to be a concern. I want to mention that.
What information are you not, what have information that you request that you've not got?
Well, what we've asked for, every year in the capital plan, a certain amount is set aside to implement the recommendations of the Siemens Energy Audit. And then I believe in 2010 there was another audit, But we've been asking for a concrete proposal so that it isn't random. Well, this year we're working on this building, so we'll implement the Siemens. That's fine. A certain amount, perhaps 50%, should be set aside for that. But there should be an actual plan for a sequence of implementation. And, we've been talking about that in Public Works and in the Climate Smart Committee. And it's sort of, we'll get to it next month, And, we're not hearing anything. So that's a concern.
It was just for everybody's, the 2010 Siemens Energy Audit had 90 to 100 different facility improvement measures, which were different measures that they were saying that they could do under kind of the auspices of this energy performance contract. Each of these came with a price tag, but also with some associated savings. As of last fall, we provided the committee with a list that tracked exactly where we were with implementation of the different buildings and with these different measures. But there is a part of it that fits into bigger, like, you know, your capital program, your capital plan, and how you're going to do that. To date, it hasn't been teased out as a, like, a capital plan program category. You know, it's been as part of the different building and different improvements. So it's a little hard to kind of grasp your kind of real feeling for how that implementation is being strategized, because it's there's an capital work, and then we get things like free lighting, you know, where we just kind of have to be opportunistic and roll with it in order to take advantage of those meetings. That wouldn't necessarily be part of the capital because it may not come out in the priorities, but when it's offered to us at a very reduced cost or for free, it's something that
can you move up the ladder?
Yeah.
Can you provide the committee with what has been done to date?
And that was in the call. So this is exactly.
What has been done, what is going to be done?
Like right now, we've now got 49 fixtures of the jail that, you know, are going to be, you know.
To the Siemens Energy Audit, it said what had been done within the last 5 years, what was part of the proposed capital for this year.
What's proposed, but as another part of that is what has been done, what's going to be done.
Yes, that's all that was done, and so we can recirculate that.
Please.
But it was not clear what is going to be done. It was clear to me what has been done, but it does not seem like there is an implementation plan. And I know that there's a tornado on it.
No, I was just only waiting for things that are being burst or grants. I mean, if the county has to step up to this plate and spend money on good projects, then so be it. I mean, it's kind of the end of the world is if the state's giving us a grant, we're all paying for it anyway.
Right.
So, you know, if you're waiting for it to be free and you're moving up to this, it's a worthy project, then spend money on it.
Even if it's not the whole thing, we're all paying for it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Thank you.
Then is there anything else you wanted to speak about?
No, we got the
dump. Yes, and actually, and that is yet to be determined, but we won't get into that.
May I have you excuse us?
Please, thank you guys. Thank you guys for coming. What, you want to give me a talk about the L word that I won't say?
I got a bag top on my car. I want to get home.
Yeah, good call.
Right. No, that was coming down to perform.
Yeah,
it's something for me.
All right, so then let me be brief then. You know, as you guys know, we've been sort of like a traveling band of gypsies, but we really walked away from our May 20th trip, in which we hit Delaware County as well as Sullivan County, but really just blown away by Delaware County's process with what they're doing out there. They are, by volume, able to take their MSW, and 70% of it can, based off of their numbers, break down into mulch that they actually just wholesale sell to the state and to large-scale outfits that basically, you know, it can't be used in food production, but it's basically being used in landscaping. So that, you know, they'll sell it for, you know, the Throy Authority has certain like landscaping features in which there's mulch and other things in between. And people walked away from that trip really blown away by that. I'm not trying to say that the committee has not made any final decisions, but I can just tell you that process, that facility specifically, is one I think that right now probably is of the most interest by the committee. The fact that Leon Smith and myself And while we're friends, I wouldn't say that we agree on everything, but we both kind of came away just Commissioner's talking the same line on that. So our next meeting is hypothetically going to be on the 29th, but before then we may try to squeeze in a trip to Westchester County as well as Taylor Recycling, because going along these trips actually has been useful. We haven't gone that many, but we've actually tried to be smart about it, actually get multiple facilities on the same day in the same trip. But, every county does something different. They all have their own sort of, nuance. And so, therefore, partly why, by seeing sort of what each county sort of does well, it's been sort of useful. Right now, I think Rockland County does operate, pretty substantial in terms of their C&D. I think that's probably the one piece that we don't necessarily have. And that's why I think taking the trip to Taylor. I've seen Taylor. I think, Nana, Tracy, you guys have seen Taylor. So, for some of us, it's a return trip. But for some of the other members, it'll be useful.
Excellent.
Right.
Thank you.
One thing actually before we leave, though, Chris, please, I'm going to need your help on this, is that we actually have requested data from the various counties, both in terms of, their tonnage, what they're doing with recycling, as well as also what it costs to actually build their facilities. So, for example, in Delaware County, they can run, the same way, they can run single stream or dual stream, although I think in Atlanta Herkimer, I think they just run single stream. But I remember that they can do dual stream, they can do a dual stream, but they just don't because it doesn't make any really sense.
Yeah.
Because I think most of the stuff does come single stream, but they do have the capacity, whereas in Delaware County, they actually just will actually separate some stuff out and actually run single stream, and then when they've actually got a pile of dual stream, and they basically run it that way. So, those are the other pieces that we also will be looking at, and so that's why I'm going to need your help to go and start nudging people, because I did request that data, but now it's like I got to start nudging, just because we want to find out, what was the build out to go and build this building? In the case of Atlanta Herkimer, they actually built their system around their building, and they actually, the way that they do it, they've actually got, they have one company that does their optical sensors. They have the other company that runs the belt. In Delaware, they actually designed their system and then built the building around what their system was. And they actually went with one vendor just for both cohesiveness, I think, of their system and just, for the ease of just having only one vendor to go call when something breaks. So, but that's the kind of stuff, while that may seem like minutia, it's the stuff that we have to keep in mind.
Yeah.
So, and that's not boys, it's just yours.
Yeah. I just want to add that another reason to go to Taylor is to understand the system they're going to be building, because that's, and I'm not, I don't have a position on that one way or the other, but it's going to be the closest, and it's going to be more than C&D. What they do now, what they have built, is C&D, and at one point they were doing composting, but it didn't work out. But this is like a biogas.
Yeah,
gasification. Yeah, CG, but it's like the classic, the agony in the SEC from 1968, in which Pope Julius goes and says to Michelangelo, "When will it be done?" And he goes, "When it is finished." We've been talking about Taylor's facility for a very, very long time.
We'll see.
I know. I want to believe, but...
Any further business to come before this evening? All in favor, motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Let's go.
Okay.
From instead of